Morning, girls.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Right, we'd better introduce yourselves, haven't you? So we'll start with the left-hand side.
I'm Maisie.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Kira.
And these are Soda Pop, aren't you?
Yeah.
Who came up with the name Soda Pop?
Well, we all just sort of... We had a selection of names and don't know, really.
We just picked it out.
Like just thought
best.
This one was the best.
Well, it is quite catchy. It is very catchy indeed. So let's... How old are you? What are the ages?
I'm 13.
I'm 11.
I'm 11.
And I'm 11.
So you're quite young to get involved in the pop business and release a record, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what made this happen then?
Well, we have a music teacher is called Sheen.
Yeah.
And she like works with us individually and she thought we'd be good as a group. So we just like formed a band.
I'll just do that. You're living the dream then.
Yeah.
So is it something that you've always wanted to do?
Yeah.
It is. How long have you wanted to do this? How many years?
I don't really know.
You just fancy doing it. So you're,
yeah.
Is it the life that you really want? The life of a pop star?
Yeah.
For what reason?
I don't know. It's just really fun and like. It's just
Yeah, you've
good.
Got
I don't
like, rehearsals every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, your work is basically...
Like, we've seen each other every day pretty much, the whole holidays. Yeah. We've been rehearsing.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, going after your dream. So tell me how did you all end up getting together to start with?
We done a show for fibromyalgia to get awareness for it. And we just, like... started working together because we got along really well.
So you just started singing together. Have you all had good voices all of your lives, or is it just something that you've been taught?
We've had to work a lot.
So you've got a singing teacher then?
Yeah, we all have the same singing teacher. And before we was all doing individual lessons, which we still do, but we've just now like we've all come together.
Okay, so how did this... I'm going to play your song in just a second called Real Life, and you've got a video on YouTube of you, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which we're going to put on the page when I upload this to the website. So how did you end up getting this song?
So a man called Julian Littman and Charlie Dore wrote this song especially for the NSPCC.
Yeah.
And he said like, he'd like if we could sing it.
Yeah.
So we did... So and then we recorded it, and then we
changed some of the lyrics a bit as well.
Yeah, because it wasn't really, some of them weren't suitable.
Now, a little Dickie Bird told me that this was actually pitched to S Club 7.
Yeah. But they never released it, so then we got it.
Thank heavens for that! You actually done some stuff for the NSPCC, haven't you?
Yeah.
What have you done for them then?
Well, we've raised 39% of what we've tried to raise, which is £5,000.
Right.
And
we're trying to go to £5,000. That's our goal to reach that.
Yeah.
And by doing this, we've been doing gigs and then we try and raise money there. And we're doing one on Friday at the Victoria Pub in Victoria Road.
Oh, right, in Romford.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's my next question to you. Are you appearing anywhere else at the moment?
Not recently.
But it starts at 7 o'clock at the Victoria Pub.
Okay, Friday. and that's this Friday coming, yeah?
Yeah,
and in November we've got the Christmas lights that we're gonna
at Romford. Yeah.
All right. Is that with Time FM?
I'm not too sure.
Oh, that'll be, you'll see them, yeah. They'll be turning on. I'll have a chat with a few friends that work there, so see if we can get you in there as well, shall we?
Yeah.
Get you as much. Now, if anybody wants to buy this record, because they just like it and they want to help the NSPCC, where can I actually get it?
You can get it on iTunes and you can view the video on YouTube and also get it on Amazon.
Fantastic. Well, girls, I wish you all the very, very best and I hope all your dreams come true. Just keep going.
Thank you.
That's my pleasure. It really is.